Do you find yourself turning on the news and feeling hopeless? Open borders, spending gone crazy, the prospect of more mandates, lockdowns, inflation, and the list goes on? There's something you can do. Buy from companies that believe what you and I believe. We need to stick together now more than ever. And there's been one company willing to stand with you since 2012, Patriot Mobile. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. They offer nationwide coverage using the same towers as all the major carriers. Patriot Mobile has plans to fit any budget and discounts for veteran and first responder heroes and multi-line accounts. They are 100% U.S.-based, providing exceptional customer service. Most importantly, Patriot Mobile shares our values and supports organizations fighting for religious freedom, constitutional rights, sanctity of life, first responders, and veterans. Use the code CHOSEN for free activation. Call 972-PATRIOT, 972-PATRIOT. Call today. Use the code CHOSEN, patriotmobile.com/chosen. Are you getting up in the morning feeling like you and your bed had a bad night, still tired? Stop! It doesn't have to be that way. That's why Mike Lindell started MyPillow. And after his success helping people sleep better with the pillow, Mike decided to go all in. He found Giza cotton for the best sheets and created the ultimate mattress topper. And since stores won't carry his product, he's passing that savings on to you. Use the code Pastor Greg for incredible discounts and help feed starving children. Call today.
800-662-9236. 800-662-9236.
Nowhere else are you going to be able to sleep well and know that you have fed starving kids. Use the code Pastor Greg. Call MyPillow today.
800-662-9236. 800-662-9236.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio. I'm your host, Pastor Greg. Thanks so much for being here. I know you have a choice of where you can listen each and every day, and I thank you for keeping it tuned here. Well, folks, listen, I want to remind you, you can get to the website, ChosenGenerationRadio.com, ChosenGenerationRadio.com. We've got the video up there now, live video you can watch right now. I see you. I see you. You see me. Good stuff. Get over there to the website, ChosenGenerationRadio.com. While you're there, sign up for the email. And we'll drop some pertinent stories right into your email each and every day. And I think you'll enjoy what we bring you. Well, I'm very excited to have my next guest with me. She is general counsel for the Southeastern Legal Foundation. Her belief in liberty and the desire to serve started at a young age, instilled by her parents' dedication to hard work, family values, and love for America. I want to welcome Kimberly Herman to the program. Kim, so good to have you. Thanks for being here.
Yeah, thanks for having me back.
Man, oh man, oh man, as we were saying in the green room, who would have imagined that we would be in this place? I mean, it's unimaginable, really, right? When we were kids, when I was a kid, I know that I was a kid long before you were a kid, but still, it's crazy to imagine, you know, when you're sitting around your kitchen table, right, listening to your parents talk about family values, talk about, you know, America and the opportunities that America gives people. Would you ever have imagined that we'd be here with parents being told you can't defend your daughter who's been raped at school and we're not going to do anything about it?
No, you know, as we were talking, I really couldn't. Even just like you said, a year ago, 6 months ago, we've gotten to a point where the federal government will do absolutely everything it can to silence anyone that disagrees with it. I mean, we've got them threatening to put the full power of the FBI, the Department of Homeland Security, into school board meetings to silence parents who just, like you said, simply want to speak up for their kids, right?
Yeah.
This is what the democratic process is supposed to be. They're supposed to be able to speak up for it, not be terrified they're going to be put in jail for doing it.
You know, it's a movie, but it really documents well. It's called Return to the Hiding Place. If you haven't seen it, I would really encourage you to check it out, because there's a scene in there basically where you have, this is college students, but you have college students that the president of the student union, so to speak, is being told, you know, these are the things that you're going to say. And if you don't say these things, you know, basically we're going to hunt your family down and bad things are going to happen. Look, folks, bad things are happening to people right now. We have political prisoners here in the United States of America. This is not hyperbole. This is actually happening. Congressional members whose jobs it is to oversee how prisoners are being treated in the country and conditions within prisons are locked out of the prison where these Americans are being held and have been told that if they attempt to enter, that they're going to have armed people that are going to come and arrest them. These are the overseers. These are our representatives, Kim, that are supposed to be, making sure that illegal stuff is not taking place. It's stunning. It's just stunning.
Yeah, and, you know, it is stunning. And, you know, to take it back kind of to the school boards that you were mentioning,
sure.
I know you were mentioning, you know, Loudoun County and,
yep.
and what's going on there. And I can happily frame that up. But, you know, before I do, I want to mention to all your listeners, you know, that what we're seeing happening in the school boards and what we're seeing happening by the federal government has actually been happening in our schools to the teachers for a long time. We represent one teacher and actually two teachers in Springfield, Missouri, who have challenged a teacher training. That might sound benign, but what they're challenging is that their speech was compelled. They're being forced to affirm and attest to these ideas of equity, right? These ideas of anti-racism, these ideas that actually sparked largely the violence and the riots that we saw last year. They want these teachers to attest that and then teach it to the kids. So it's been happening to the teachers for a really long time, and now they're bringing it to the parents because the parents are awake and have seen what's happening in the schools, and they want to make sure that they shut that down before it gets away from them. And I'm sorry to say, but parents know what's happening, and they're not going to stop talking about it.
Well, I'm sorry to say, because I understand that, and I'm sorry to say, having sat on a school site board out in California, goodness gracious, probably about 16 years ago, that it was stunning to me to hear and begin to realize that as soon as you pass your child off to the school, you drop them at the school in the morning, the school literally takes guardianship of that child. Think about that. You have to walk into the office and get permission from the school to take your child out, whether it's for a doctor's appointment or a family emergency or what have you. And you have to justify it. You have to explain to them why it is that you're removing your child from their possession. And they can either excuse that absence or unexcuse that absence, and it has a derogatory impact on your child. But Kim, this has been going on for a number of years, and I think a lot of people, you know, we tried to talk about this with parentalrights.org and tried to get parents to understand what the schools are actually enforcing, and it truly is a very scary thing when you stop and think about that.
It is, and you know, in addition to that, what we're actually seeing now in curriculum and teacher trainings from the teachers' unions is to actually teach the kids that the parents are their oppressors.
Yeah.
So we actually have documents showing this,
yeah,
where they're telling teachers, tell the kids that the parents are their oppressors. They need to question their parents.
Mm-hmm.
They need to think about what their parents are saying. And if the parents are telling the kids how they vote and educating them at home, that in and of itself is oppression.
Yeah.
It is the most backwards thing that I've ever seen. Not only is it illegal and unconstitutional, but it's completely backwards.
Well, and if you stop and think about it, you know, and I've talked about this for a number of years here on the program, folks, you know, Disney, these are messages that have been being instilled in the psyche of children for a number of years. You know, think about how many Disney movies the kids are the heroes and the parents are still, you know, I Shrunk the Kids, right? Okay, you know, dad's a bumbling idiot scientist, okay, right? And who's going to rescue, right, mom and dad from their own stupidity? It's the kids. I mean, these messages, Kimberly, have been going on for a number of years now, but now they're coming right out blatantly and teaching it as an education proposition.
Yeah, now you're taking it back to my childhood with Honey, I Shrunk the Kids. But
come on, I'm telling you, right? Oh, it, you know, we're a far cry from Father Knows Best, aren't we?
But we are. We are about as far from that as you possibly can get. And, you know, I have to say, though, it is reassuring to see the parents across America speaking out and going to the school board meetings to speak up for their kids, right? And you look at, you know, this letter from the National School Board Association that was so conveniently sent to Attorney General Garland asking the federal government to declare parents as domestic terrorists. And you look at all the examples they put in there that they claim were violent. They were not. When you look at them, I believe it was maybe one of them would have maybe risen to the level of a misdemeanor, and the local police could have taken care of that. We don't need to be declaring parents as domestic terrorists. And so my call to parents is, don't let this deter you. Be professional.
Yes.
Be polite. But keep advocating for your kids, because if you don't do it now, it's going to be too late.
Well, and I'm going to give you the biblical mandate. Raise up your child in the way they should go. And when they grow old, they'll not depart from it. God has ordained that parents are responsible to raise their kids. Stop and think about Eli, who was the high priest, and Hophni and Phinehas. You know, God mandated that Eli needed to get his boys in order, and he was responsible for their actions and for their activities and for keeping them on the straight and narrow. And because he didn't, well, he fell off the roof of the temple and broke his neck. You know, I mean, God is incredibly serious about this issue of raising up your children and it being a parental mandate and a parental responsibility. God gave you these wonderful kids, and it's our responsibility. I've got five kids, and I've got three grandkids. It was my responsibility, mine and my wife's, to raise up my kids in the way that they should go. And I'm proud to say that all my kids are, you know, hardworking, you know, productive people that are great human beings and love other people and do all they can to make the world you know a better place. But my goodness, folks, you know, they're trying to make us the bad guys. So Kimberly, what can parents do, and how are you helping parents right now to address this issue?
Yeah, I mean, parents, they need to find out what's going on in their schools. And they can do that through FOIA requests, through state open records requests. You know, if we're going to raise up our kids right, and we're going to make sure that they're getting the right education, an accurate education, we have to know what's being taught in the schools. It's very difficult these days because they don't use textbooks like they did back in the 80s and the 90s. But ask those questions, get the documents, and then speak up. Go to your school board meetings. Don't let this deter you. And when you do see what you think might be compelled speech or discrimination, you can always call us at Southeastern Legal Foundation. We're representing parents and teachers across the country, bringing federal lawsuits when it rises to the level of an unconstitutional violation.
And folks, you know, by all means, too, and this is why I encourage you to be engaged and involved at your local level, okay? these school boards that are now becoming atrocious authoritarian centers. These are elected individuals. They're elected. That means that you have the ability to unelect them, to bring somebody in to run against them, or for goodness sake, run yourself. You don't have to be a Harvard graduate or have a PhD after your name or what have you to be on the school board. The purpose of the school board is to make sure that the education that your children are getting it stays within proper boundaries. Reading, writing, and arithmetic. Hello? Reading, writing, and arithmetic. I don't know. And good citizenship, by the way. And certainly, this is none of the above, so far as I can tell, Kim.
No, it's not. And we need to bring civics back to the classroom. We need to teach kids about our Constitution. We need to teach them about America and our government structure, right? Because when you remove that out of the classroom, our kids don't know what they are, you know, what they should be fighting for at the end of the day. They don't understand that the federal government isn't the end-all, be-all, and that states actually have powers, right? These are things that the students and the kids are no longer being taught. So how would they know that when they're a parent and the federal government comes in and tries to silence them, that they actually have rights? Well, they won't. And so we need to fix that now. And if they're not going to educate them in the schools about that, we need to keep educating them at home about that.
And I understand. I mean, you know, part of the whole cultural thing, we have more single moms now than we have married couples. And so, you know, that's by design, ladies. It's by design. They want you isolated and separated so they can control you. When you look at 2 Timothy chapter 3 and it talks about perilous times, it also talks about women being alone and those that are going to try to come into your home and try to manipulate you. And I'm not picking. Look, man, that is one of that single parenting. It has got to be one of the most difficult jobs there is. And that's why God ordained that there would be a man and a woman working together to raise children, to raise the family. It's not an attack against the single parent. It's a recognition of the tough road that is. I'm praying for you. But know that you're not alone. You know, find some other parents to join with and work together and in your community so that you have a support system. So critically important. Back with Kim after this.
Hi, this is Michael, creator of Michael's MNP supplements. Let's talk energy. Do you wake up tired even after a full night's sleep? Does keeping up with your family and or your job leave you exhausted by noon? Do you find yourself turning way too early in the day and too often to caffeine-loaded drinks just to get you through it all? Why not turn to Michael's MNP's Energy Factors instead? Our Energy Factors are safe, healthy, and a natural way to keep your body energized and without that caffeine crash that you get from those laden drinks. Visit us today at michaelshealth.com.
This is Pastor Greg, and I use Energy Factors. They're great. Order yours today at michaelshealth.com. That's michaelshealth.com, and use Pastor Greg for your special discount. That's Pastor Greg, and get your special discount today.
Now is a critical time to be vigilant in the defense of our freedom. There's no better way to do so than by joining the Association of Mature American Citizens, AMAC. AMAC is one of the fastest-growing conservative organizations in America. Well over 2 million people have joined and now carry the AMAC membership card. AMAC was built by regular folks who feel the same way you do. You're not alone. AMAC believes in and stands up for the values that made America so great. We're fighting the good fight against reckless government spending and the ever-expanding scope of federal government. We believe in the sanctity of our Constitution. So if you're 50 or over and hold to traditional American values, you no longer have to feel alone. Call the Association for Mature American Citizens, AMAC, and get great discounts and support your values. Call today, 855-696-7930, 855-696-7930. Use the code Pastor Greg, get your first year absolutely free.
If cancel culture and censorship continue at their current pace, there will soon be nothing left of the truth. The Epoch Times was founded to keep truth alive. We ask the questions we think you'd ask. We check facts without regards to any political agenda. No one tells us what to cover or how to cover it. We're not influenced by big corporations or political parties. Our great passion is to expose the spread of socialism and communism. We cover the Chinese Communist Party and how it works to subvert American education and politics. We cover big issues like election integrity, the exploding national debt, the fight against coronavirus, and the truth about its origins. We cover Democrats and Republicans in exactly the same way. We have a special trial subscription offer right now. 1 month of our printed paper and total access to our amazing online content for just $1. You'll find it at TrustedNewspaper.com. 1 month, $1. TrustedNewspaper.com. Help the Epoch Times keep truth alive.
Look, I am for marriage between a man and a woman. I am for life from conception. I am for following the Bible, and I believe that our founders started this nation on biblical principles. I am in support of our military and believe that America should play a role in world security. I believe our Constitution was intended for a moral people and that the Bible contains the only true moral code. I believe we are all born sinners and that God in His grace and mercy sent His Son Jesus Christ to die for our sins, and that if we will confess our sins, He is just and righteous to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. I believe salvation is not just accomplished in a little prayer, but that it is found in how that transformation is lived out. Jesus is to be the Lord of our lives, and we should follow biblical precepts. This is not legalism or works, but a life lived out in love and honor towards the one who died for my sins. Faith without works is dead and is no faith at all. I believe that we will fall and that we need to have a repentant heart, and that God will ultimately bring us into perfect action through Jesus Christ, spirit man perfected and soulish man in progress. I believe that we are not to live in guilt and shame when we fall, but we repent and get up and move closer to Jesus. I believe that if our nation will repent and turn from wickedness, that God will heal our land. I believe that as a Christian, I must occupy till He comes, and that to call evil wicked and to warn about those evil acts is a part of the mandate of Christianity. That to love also means to be willing to take the risk necessary to confront a friend with the truth in hopes that their heart will be turned because their life matters, even if it means, in that moment, they will possibly hate me. It means that I must risk scorn to stand for truth, and that I can never sit silently by while evil attempts to conquer the world. God is my everything, and Jesus is the love of my life. That does not make me weak, but strong, not silent, but bold, and not fearful, but courageous. Therefore, if you are my friend, while we may not fully agree, know that I share what I share because I care. If you strongly disagree with these beliefs, they are not debatable for me, and you can, if you choose, unfriend me. I do not say this in anger, but in love. I wish for you eyes to see and ears to hear that Jesus Christ is the only way to salvation, and that God, not man, gets to decide what is truth, life, and the way. God bless you.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio. I'm your host, Pastor Greg, and my special guest is General Counsel for the Southeastern Legal Foundation. You can find them at slfliberty.org, slfliberty.org. Kimberly Herman joins me. Kim, you mentioned to me when we were in the break, you know, that one of the things that you do when you go and speak to parent groups is to encourage them, you know, to grow their membership, to stay together, to work together. We're talking about, you know, single parenting, which is a major thing, right? I mean, single parenting is a major deal.
But talk to me, if you would, about that. And how could people get you to come and speak to their group?
Well, on the first one, I'll definitely get to the second one.
Okay.
But yeah, on the first one, you know, I've been traveling across the country, talking to parent groups, every single week for the last several months. And the biggest thing I like to impart on them, and I want all the parents listening to hear this, is to collaborate, work with each other. There are some amazing grassroots groups out there that you can connect with. Parents Defending Education, No Left Turn in Education, Moms for Liberty. These groups are just doing absolutely amazing things. Freedom Work is another, right? They're very national, but they do a lot in the school area. Connect with them. And then start these groups and build them up. It does sometimes feel like a second job, but it is absolutely worth it. Because if you're talking to each other, you're going to learn a heck of a lot more about what's happening in these schools at every grade level.
Yeah.
And then you can band together and go to the school board.
Well, and you can make a difference. Look, right here, I mean, about, I don't know, 7-8 years ago, we were having an issue where I live with Common Core. And Common Core was being used in the curriculum in our local school district. And I started talking about it on the radio. I started calling them live on the show. And then I went in. I would go into their office regularly and say, I want to talk to somebody. Here's the evidence. Well, when they really started to look at it, it had been passed down from above them, whatever. But when they really started looking at it and the school board started looking at it, they said, you know, we don't want this in our schools. And they pulled it. They pulled it out. So, folks, you can make a difference. Just get involved. Kim, thanks very much for being here today. I greatly appreciate it. We'll be back with more. Hour number two straight ahead here on Chosen Generation Radio.
This is Adam Mundall with State Air, and we are sponsors of Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Sponsoring this program has been a real blessing to our business, and I want to encourage you to join me in sponsoring Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Call him today at 830-446-3624. Once again, that's 830-446-3624. I know your business will be blessed as ours is, and I challenge you to this blessing. Thank you.
Ask yourself, what do you pay for health care? Are you single? Do you pay more than $199 a month? Are you a couple? Do you pay more than $299 a month? Do you have a family? Do you pay more than $399 a month? Yes, you can serve the entire family with health care for only $399 a month. Sign up at any time of the year. Pick your own doctor and hospital. For more information, go to LibertyHealthShare.org. That's LibertyHealthShare.org.